Good morning, everyone. And happy Losar. So we'll start with the motivations, okay? And there is a wonderful opportunity to start the new year, well, many new years. This is the very new year. We can start with something virtuous, especially with the precept. That is even wonderful. So yeah, I'm glad that you all show up. So yeah, we can start with the motivations. Make yourself comfortable. And let your breath to flow naturally. And keep your mind observing the breath mindfully. Then we can try to reflect, contemplate. And feel how fortunate and lucky we are. To have this precious human life. Which has incredible potential if we can tap on it correctly. Not only we can achieve temporary happiness in this life, better future life, better happiness in future. One can even achieve total freedom, liberation from the samsara and all the sufferings permanently. And more than that, it has the potential to achieve fully awakened state, the fully enlightened state. And not only it has incredible potential, but we have gathered all the conducive condition to practice the Dharma and actualize those potentials. Not everyone has been gathered all the conducive conditions. And also free from all the obstacles to practice that love. Not every beings have those conditions. Not even all the human beings have all these conditions. So therefore, we're so fortunate, incredibly fortunate, to have gathered all the conditions. And how fortunate, lucky, even more so, to be alive. So many people with our same age, and younger than, many of them younger than us, there are no more in the world. And we could have also died earlier. But fortunately, so far, we're still alive. Giving us the opportunity to practice to practice the Dharma. Even though we're alive now, we will be gone one day for sure, definitely. The only thing that we don't know is when we are going to die. Maybe after 50 years, maybe after 20 years, or maybe next 10 years, next 5 years, or hopefully this year, this month, this week, we never know. Therefore, I'm going to practice now before the death comes as much as possible. To practice as much as possible. And the purpose of practicing the Dharma is to free and liberate myself and all sentient beings from all their suffering and cause of suffering permanently. And to lead and guide all sentient beings, including oneself, to the ultimate happiness of fully awakened state. In order to do that, I must achieve the fully awakened state as soon as possible. I must achieve the fully awakened state. I'm going to achieve the fully awakened state. In order to achieve fully awakened state, I'm going to engage in taking the Hidmayana precept. And engage in all the verbs of the practice, virtuous practice. Then we can imagine and visualize all sentient beings surrounding us as vast as the space, all in human form. Engage in the practice together with us. In the space, you can visualize your root guru in the form of the Shakyamuni, and surrounded by all the gurus, Edons, Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, Dhaganic protectors. And all their wisdom. Wisdom Dharma in the form of spiritual scripture in front of each of them. Try to generate strong heartfelt faith, trust, confidence in the Guru, Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha. To help us, to support us in our path to enlightenment, so that we can be greatest benefit to all sentient beings. Okay, so then page number 24. So we do once in English and maybe chant twice in Tibetan. The Guru is the Buddha, the Guru is Dharma, the Guru is Sangha also. The Guru is the creator of all happiness. To all gurus, I go for refuge. Lama Sangye Lama Shete Shin Lama Kende Oye Che Bo Bodhicitta, with the thought designed to liberate the migrated beings, I have always called for refuge to the Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha until the heart of enlightenment is achieved. With the perseverance, acting with wisdom, compassion, love, and kindness, in the eyes of the Buddha, for the benefit of sentient beings, I generate the thought of full enlightenment. You find the place, you visualize the whole place, transform into that pure land. Everywhere may the ground be pure, free of the darkness of bubbles and so forth. May it be in the nature of love is blessing, and as smooth as the palm of one's hand. May the human and divine orphans actually arranged and mentally created. Clouds of finest to my brother are open through the entire space. Om Namo Bhagavate Vatasaya Pramodhane Tathagataya Arahate Sanyasambuddhaya Vata Om Vase Vase Maha Vase Maha Techa Vase Maha Vidya Vase Maha Bodhisitta Vase Maha Bodhi Madhapasam Pramana Vase Sawakama avarana vishodane vajreso O namo bhagavate vatasara pramodhane tadakataya Ahade sanya sambuddhaya Tata om vatre vatre maha vatre
Vata, Maha Teja Vata, Maha Vidya Vata, Maha Bodhi Siddha Vata, Maha Bodhi Mandapa Sampramana Vata, Soha, Avarana Vishudhana Vata, Soha. O Namo Bhagavate Vajrasa Pramodane Tathagataya Arhati Sanya Sambuddhaya Tayata O Vajra Vajra Maha Vajra Maha Teja Vajra Maha Vijaya Vajra Maha Bodhi Siddha Vajra Maha Bodhi Madhapa Sampramana Vajra Savaka Avarana Vishuddhana Vajra Soha.
Imagine visualize whole space filled with all the offerings, drinking water, washing water, flowers, all kinds of flowers, incense, light. Perfume, food, music. And for seven precious. Objects and all kinds of offerings. Both humans and divine offerings. Okay, we continue the power of the truth. By the power of the truth of the Sublime One, the blessing to all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, the great world of the completion of the true collection, in the sphere of phenomena being pure and inconceivable, may those love clouds of offerings arising to its transformation of the Bodhisattva, Arya, Samandapata, Manjushri, and so forth, unimaginable and inexhaustible, equally the sky, arise in the eyes of the Bodhisattva, the Bodhisattva, ten directions, be received. So we do the invocations. Ma lu se me je kum je kun tu se.
Namo
Maybe we recite one, the mantra and the prayers with prostrations. Oh, namo menjo she, namo su she, namo utama she so. To the Guru, the Founder, the Bhagavan, Tathagata, Arhat, perfectly completed Buddha, glorious conqueror, Shakyamuni Buddha, I prostrate my offering, go for refuge. Please grant me your blessings. In seven limbs. Reverently, I prostrate with my body, speech, and mind. I present God for every type of offering, actually and imagined. I declare all my negative actions accumulated in beginningless time. And rejoice in the merit of holy and ordinary beings. Please remain until the end of such existence, the turn the wheel of Dharma for living beings. I dedicate my own merits and those of all others to the great enlightenment. The first verse we do in Tibetan and then the second verse in English. So she begged you. Third time, I will also remind, is when you visualize that you receive the Yidmayana precept. Again, try to generate strong the Bodhicitta mind in order to liberate and help all sentient beings from all the suffering and cause of suffering. And lead them to a fully awakened state, the ultimate happiness. I must achieve fully awakened state as soon as possible. Therefore, I'm going to take the Yidmayana precept. And keep them pure as much as possible. With that, then you repeat All the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas dwelling in the 10 directions, please pay attention to me, just as the previous Tathagatas, four destroyed, perfectly completed Buddhas, who like the divine wise horse and the great elephant, did what had to be done, perform actions, lay down the burden, subsequently attained their own welfare, completely exhausted the fetter to existence, and had perfect speech, well liberated mind, and well liberated wisdom for the welfare of all sentient beings, in order to benefit, in order to liberate, in order to eliminate famine, in order to eliminate war, in order to stop the harms of all elements, in order to eliminate the sickness, in order to fully complete the 37 practice harmonious with the enlightenment, and in order to definitely actualize the unsurpassed result of perfect, complete enlightenment, perform that restoring and purifying ordination. Similarly, also I, who am called from now, this time, until sunrise tomorrow, for the welfare of all sentient beings, in order to benefit, in order to liberate, in order to eliminate famine, in order to eliminate war, in order to stop the harms of four elements, in order to eliminate sickness, in order to fully complete the 37 practice harmonious enlightenment, and in order to definitely actualize the unsurpassed result of perfect, complete enlightenment, shall perfectly undertake the restoring and purifying ordination. Again, generate a strong wish to in order to liberate all sentient beings, from all the suffering permanently, and to lead them to ultimate happiness, I must achieve fully awakened state. Therefore, I'm going to admire a precept and keep them purely, just like all the previous Buddhas and Bodhisattvas and Arhat have done. Okay, for the second time. All the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas dwelling in the 10 directions, please pay attention to me, just as the previous Tathagatas, four destroyers, perfectly completed Buddhas, who like the divine wise horse and the great elephant, did what had to be done, perform actions, lay down the burden, subsequently attained their own welfare, completely exhausted the fetter to existence, and had a perfect speech, well-liberated mind, and well-liberated wisdom for the welfare of all sentient beings, in order to benefit, in order to liberate, in order to eliminate famine, in order to eliminate war, in order to stop the harms of all elements, in order to eliminate sickness, in order to fully complete the 37 practice harmonious with enlightenment, and in order to definitely actualize the unsurpassed result of perfect, complete enlightenment, perfectly perform the restoring and purifying ordination. Similarly, although I, who am called to the shadow, from this time until sunrise tomorrow, for the welfare of all sentient beings, in order to benefit, in order to liberate, in order to eliminate famine, in order to eliminate war, in order to stop the harm of four elements, in order to eliminate sickness, in order to fully complete the 37 practice harmonious with enlightenment, and in order to definitely actualize the unsurpassed result of perfect, complete enlightenment, shall perfectly undertake the restoring and purifying ordination. Then the third time at the end, then that's where you imagine, visualize, most important part, imagine, visualize that you actually receive this Admayana precept. Again, try to think, you know, how sentient beings are lost in samsara and experiencing one of the sufferings, some suffering of pain, some suffering of change, some suffering of pervasive, some, all of them, all the time. And even though they do not wish suffering, due to ignorance, they continue to create the cause and condition for suffering. Even they wish for happiness, unable to create the right cause and condition to happiness. Totally confused, lost in suffering. Now, when we have met the Dharma, know the Dharma a little bit, have some interest, have all the right condition, conditive. Now is the time to help the mother sentient beings to free from all these confusions, being lost and experience sufferings. And in order to do that, I myself need to achieve fully awakened state as quick as possible. And for that, I need to engage in both of the path practices. Therefore, I'm going to take 8 minor precepts from all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. And not only take the precept, but keep them purely without deluding them. From now until the sunrise tomorrow. Much virtues as possible. Be as patient, kind, compassionate as much as possible throughout the day and night. So we recite for the third time. All Buddhas and Bodhisattvas dwelling in the 10 directions, please pay attention to me. Just as the previous Tathagata, 4 destroyers, perfectly completed Buddhas, who like the divine white horse and great elephant, did what had to be done, performed actions, laid down their burden, subsequently attained their welfare. Completely exhausted the failures of existence and had spent this. Well liberated mind, well liberated wisdom, for the welfare of all sentient beings, in order to benefit, in order to liberate, in order to eliminate famine, in order to eliminate war, in order to stop the harms of forgiveness, in order to eliminate sickness, in order to fully complete the 37 practices of harmonious enlightenment, in order to definitely actualize the unsurpassed result of perfect complete enlightenment, perfectly perform the restoring and purifying ordination. Similarly, also I, William, call to the sheriff from this time until sunrise tomorrow, for the welfare of all sentient beings,
in order to benefit, in order to liberate, in order to eliminate famine, in order to eliminate war, in order to stop the harm of the four elements, in order to eliminate sickness, in order to fully complete the 37 practices harmonious with enlightenment, and in order to definitely actualize and surprise before perfect complete enlightenment. Shall perfectly undertake the restoring and purifying origins.
So you can visualize, imagine, think that you receive the perfect admire and precept. Okay. With a strong resolution, determination to keep those precepts purely. So then we decide again together and imagine repeating. From now on, I shall not kill, I shall not steal others' possessions, I shall not engage in sexual activity, I shall not speak the false word, because many mistakes arise from intoxicants, I shall avoid intoxicants, I shall not sit on a large pile of expensive beds, I shall not eat food at wrong times, I shall not use the perfume gardens of ornaments. I shall avoid singing, dancing, and playing music, just as the arhats have avoided wrong actions, such as taking the lives of others. So shall I avoid wrong actions, such as taking the lives of others. May I quickly attain the enlightenment, and may living beings who are experiencing the various sufferings be released from the ocean of cyclic existence. Omo Omo Gashila Sambara Bara Mahashuddha Sadhu Pema Bhuvikita Bhuja Dara Dara Samadha Avabhukite Humpe Soha Omo Omo Gashila Sambara Bara Bara Mahashuddha Sadhu Pema Bhuvikita Bhuja Dara Samadha Avabhukite Humpe Soha Omo Omo Gashila Sambara Bara Bara Mahashuddha Sattva Pima Bhuve Kida Bhuja Dara Dara Samanda Avalokite Hum Pe Soha Omo Omo Gashila Sambara Bara Bara Mahashuddha Sattva Pima Bhuve Kida Bhuja Dara Dara Samanda Avalokite Hum Pe Soha Omo Omo Gashila Sambara Bara Bara Mahashuddha Sattva Pima Bhuve Kida Bhuja Dara Dara Samanda Avalokite Hum Pe Soha Omo Omo Gashila Sambara Bara Bara Mahashuddha Sattva Pima Bhuve Kida Bhuja Dara Dara Samanda Avalokite Hum Pe Soha Omo Omo Gashila Sambara Bara Mahashuddha Sattva Pima Bhuve Kida Bhuja Dara Dara Samanda Avalokite Hum Pe Soha Omo Omo Gashila Sambara Bara Bara Mahashuddha Sattva Pima Bhuve Kida Bhuja Dara Dara Samanda Avalokite Hum Pe Soha Omo Omo Gashila Sambara Bara Bara Mahashuddha Sattva Pima Bhuve Kida Bhuja Dara Dara Samanda Avalokite Hum Pe Soha Omo Omo Gashila Sambara Bara Bara Mahashuddha Sattva Pima Bhuve Kida Bhuja Dara Dara Samanda Avalokite Hum Pe Soha Omo Omo Gashila Sambara Bara Bara Mahashuddha Sattva Pima Bhuve Kida Bhuja Dara Dara Samanda Avalokite Hum Pe Soha Omo omo gashe la sambara bara bara ma siddha sata pema bhuvaikita puja tara tara sama avaloke devam besoha Omo omo gashe la sambara bara bara ma siddha sata pema bhuvaikita puja tara samanda avaloke devam besoha Omo omo gashe la sambara bara bara ma siddha sata pema bhuvaikita puja tara samanda avaloke devam besoha Omo omo gashe la sambara bara bara ma siddha sata pema bhuvaikita puja tara samanda avaloke devam besoha Omo omo gashe la sambara bara bara ma siddha sata pema bhuvaikita puja tara samanda avaloke devam besoha Omo omo gashe la sambara bara bara ma siddha sata pema bhuvaikita puja tara samanda avaloke devam besoha Omo omo gashe la sambara bara bara ma siddha sata pema bhuvaikita puja tara tara samanda avaloke devam besoha Omo omo gashe la sambara bara bara ma siddha sata pema bhuvaikita puja tara tara samanda avaloke devam besoha Omo omo gashe la sambara bara ma siddha sata pema bhuvaikita puja tara tara samanda avaloke devam besoha Omo omo gashe la sambara bara ma siddha sata pema bhuvaikita puja tara tara samanda avaloke devam besoha May I maintain the flawless morality of the rules and immaculate morality. May the perfection of moral conduct be completed in keeping morality purely and understand by the Christ. So then one can do a visual, three-four session if you can. Then we take a few moments to rejoice in having met this effort and to have this incredible, wonderful intention to take the precept and to come here and to be able to take the precept and to start the day with such incredible commitment and precept. How wonderful is prayer. And we rejoice in all the virtues that we have created this week, this month, this year, this life. All the Dharma studies, we have done all the different practices that we have done. All the positive thoughts we had, all the kind speech, virtuous speech, all the service, help, support that we have been able to provide in whatever way. We rejoice how wonderful that we are able to been able to do and make strong resolution to be continued to offer, engage in the virtues. Even more strongly. mind, being mindful and watching my own mind so that I don't get upset, angry, and jealous from desire for attachment, so forth. His contributions towards better world, more harmonic, peaceful world. When we are able to take care of our own mind, we don't contribute towards the deviations, towards the fight in the world. Contribution towards the world, peace, harmony. Start with ourselves, with our mind. Be in peace with yourself and with others in your mind. And on the basis of that peace, harmony in your own heart, loving kindness, compassion, wisdom, may we be able to do more. May we be able to offer more. Towards the peace, harmony, happiness of all sentient beings in the world. Okay, so we go to a dedication. We do one in English and then we chant in Tibetan. May the Supreme Jewel Bodhisattva that has not arisen and arise and grow. And may that which has arisen not diminish, but increase more and more. Chancho sen cho rin po che ma ke pa na ke kyo che ke wa nyam pa me va yam kong le kong do pe. Because of the merit of taking the ordination and keeping the precepts, may I and all sentient beings achieve the true enlightenment of all the bodies created by true force, merit, and transcendental wisdom. May all beings everywhere plagued by the suffering of body and mind obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of my merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or evil for evil. May no one be afraid or belittled with the mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on hunger before. May the naked find clothing, hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those who live in sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness and prosperity. May every time be vanish and burn from harvest. May all medicine be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be free from their ailments. Whatever disease there are in the world, may they be again. May the frightened cease to be afraid, and those bound be free. May the powerless find power, and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I truly remain to dispel the miseries of the world. His Holiness Dalai Lama's 36. Hare Rave Kove Shinkante Entan Deva Malu Chumwe Ne Chere Senwa Tenze Gyatso Yi Chate Sitte Patu Tenjo Shi. Then the Miksema, personally request Lama Tsongkhapa. Me te ve te 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 se te me te be om bo jam be kan je ke ve song ke song ka ba lo san ta be cha la so Me te ve te 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 re se te me ke me om bo jam be ya kan je ke ve sun ke sun ka ba lo san ta ve cha la so Me se re te 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 re se ke me ke be om bo jam be ya kan je ke be sun ke sun ka ba lo san ta be cha la so Thank you, thank you, thank you, everyone. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for coming, Geshe-la.
So, yeah, that is all. Unless someone has any questions regarding this.
Let's talk all the Bala and Madonna.
Yeah, you can just touch it. Touch it, yeah. But if you want exception, then no, I'm joking. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we and then we can just take a bite. I think it should be just a bite. Should be okay. Any other? Yes, please.
In regards to the on expensive beds or seats like that, is my bed fine?
Is it expensive? No. No, I'm just joking. You know, and normally a lot of time people just sleep on their bed. Some people maybe they sleep on floor, you know, so again, or lower if they lower bed. But I think the main idea is not to have attachment and pride and that another whole, as long as you know the concept behind that, you know, why those is to help us not be too, sometimes when you are in high bed and expensive, there can be pride involved, there could be attachment involved, like singing, you know, makeup, all of this, something to do with that, you know. But if we are doing something for benefit of others, it's like even singing, if you have to perform as your job or to help someone, those are okay, you know. So of course we have to be more mindful and check our motivation and everything as long as that. And I think yeah, that you don't have to feel that you have to go somewhere else to sleep. Yes, please. Okay, yes. Yeah, normally we don't use that day. If you already use it, no problem. It's after taking the, You know, so sometime before you come, you should have eat more. So it is okay before that, but after for next 24 hours, we try to avoid them. And again, in some cases, you know, your job and certain other things required, then again, those are something else. Is again, as I said, is to more to do with our attachments and all of that, and for certain activities, performance, a job, sometimes it might be required, and so that might be different things. Yes.
Geshe-la, especially if we say the singing part, what happens if I forget and I sing a little tune during the day?
Then
what do I do?
Then we do the verifications. We become mindful of that, and we do the verifications, whether we do Vasala verification or whether we do the Om Omakashila Sambarabara as well. So we see what you try to do the verifications.
So you can take a photo if you want. It's on page 31, the mantra of pure morality.
Yeah, and you can do Vasada purifications, you know, short 28, long 21. Yeah. It has to be finished exactly noon. No, I'm joking. wrong time is not eating after the lunch. Normally, we try to eat before the noon. Okay, if possible. But sometimes people have job, they don't, you know, and other things, they cannot eat at exactly at before noon. The best is to eat before noon, finish by noon, and not eat anything after the noon. For whatever reason, your job, if it is a little bit late than noon, you know, it's a pass. Noon, 12:30, 1, 2, whatever. But once you have lunch, then you don't eat anything after the lunch, you know. 24 hours. Yeah, until tomorrow morning, sunrise. And so that is the wrong. And then, you know, black food, we try to avoid black foods. Meats, eggs, and garlics, onions, sometimes also radish. And so we try to avoid those, what is known as black food, you know, during the precepts. And there are different versions in terms of whether you can eat in the morning or not. If you don't, you know, lighter version, it's okay as long as you don't eat after the noon. But if you want to be a little more strict, then you have one meal or you have two meals, but not after the noons. So again, there can be a little bit more strict, lighter versions, whatever, however, take it. So, yeah.
And Geshe-la, for no jewelry, what about like wedding ring? What do you... See you later.
Yeah, I don't think those are probably. I think the main is to put more ornaments and that to impress and to have that attachment. You know, I don't think those are so something that you have been all that. There's nothing involved with that and those things. You know, I don't think that is issue with that. I think as long as we remember why we are doing that, sometimes you forget the essence and then we get too caught up in those outings. And then we lose the essence. You know, I think that as long as we remember that and we try to keep that, I think that's more important.
So you said before noon, I can have my dinner tonight.
Nothing after the lunch. Nothing after the lunch. You can drink, but not eat anything after the lunch. Nothing. Oh, sorry. Nothing biting. But you can drink. Drinking is okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Have a wonderful day. Thank you.